in, you can bring up anything you want here on this live Saturday edition of the program. Take control of the airwaves here, toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's the Pro XPN toll free line. And with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
You can join us online, so just drop by freetalklive.com. And enjoy all the features that you'll find on the site. We give them away, archives. You can edit the website's front page, add content to it, vote up the stuff you like, vote down what you don't like. Go and get interactive over there for free at freetalklive.com. Starting things out here tonight, SeaTac. Yeah, I just thought SeaTac was the name of a prison they had in Washington State. But apparently it's actually a place that people live. Anyway, according to the story over at HuffingtonPost.com, officials in Washington State on Tuesday, this was not this Tuesday, I don't think. Yeah, it was last Tuesday. Certify the results in a potentially historic vote that will create far and away the highest minimum wage in America. Squeaking by with a mere 77-vote margin, the ballot measure known as Proposition 1 will set a $15 wage floor for an estimated 6,000 airport and hotel workers in SeaTac, Washington, a suburb of about 27,000 residents south of Seattle.
So is it mainly where the airport is, or?
I believe there's also a prison in SeaTac.
Okay.
So, town of 27,000, that's... Keene, where we live, is about 23,000, although Keene is definitely not a suburb of any bigger city. While the vote count had been too close to call in the days following the November 5th election, the King County Elections Commission posted the official results on its website late Tuesday. 3,040 people voted in favor of the measure, 2,963 voted against. There were 12,108 registered voters eligible to cast ballots. So not quite half of registered voters came out to vote for this. Although the results have been certified, they can still be challenged by anyone willing to foot the bill for a recount, according to Kim Van Ekstrom, spokeswoman for the Elections Commission. Van Ekstrom said ballot signatures had continued to trickle in during the days leading up to certification, but no more ballots would be counted.
So is this a simple majority?
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, okay.
So it goes on here. The federal minimum wage, by the way, is $7.25 per hour. So this $15 minimum wage in SeaTac will be doubling that. Now, of course, SeaTac, of course, is only a town of 27,000. Will this result in the minimum wage being spread across all of Washington State is another question.
Or will it end up driving poor people out of town because they can't get jobs?
You're damn well right, it might just do that, and it'll certainly make any business in SeaTac that is maybe of a lower price variety, like, oh, I don't know, fast food or some other low-skill retail job, it's going to make it very difficult to compete with the companies that are in whatever the surrounding towns are to SeaTac.
Plus, you can expect those kiosks, those sort of self-checkout kiosks.
Yes, are popping up in grocery stores and things like that.
I would expect some fast food restaurants to basically give a discount to people who are willing to use the kiosk and a higher price to people who want to get waited on by a human being. Yeah.
Certainly a very real possibility, and I know that fast food restaurants are currently experimenting with automated food ordering processes.
Honestly, the more that we can see automation, the better our lives are going to be in many ways.
So anyway, they talk a little bit more about what the recount would cost. But along with setting the $15 minimum wage, the new SeaTac law will also tie in the minimum wage to an inflation index, guarantee that tipped workers don't have to share their gratuities, and allow workers to accrue up to 6.5 days of guaranteed paid sick leave per year. Smaller businesses were carved out of the legislation, and the law would only apply to certain employers in and around the Seattle-Tacoma International Airport.
I think this is very interesting. So they say that if your business is small enough, that it doesn't matter, but it's really just the big guys, the ones that are making the most money. And employment is like any relationship. It's a decision between people as to whether or not they wish to associate. And that's really what it comes down to. Look, if two plumbers who are the same come to my house and one's charging $50 an hour and one's charging $75 an hour, I may choose the $50 an hour one for whatever reason I wish, or the $75 an hour one for the whatever reasons I wish. But those are decisions made between individuals. That's my business. I'm not destroying the life or holding down the person who's charging $75 an hour, I'm making a decision with whom I wish to associate. And that's the end of the story. I that's really what it comes down to with any situation with employment. And I've had these types of jobs. I've been paid minimum wage. I've been paid, I've been a waiter, too. They're paid well less than minimum wage and survive on tips. So I can speak from experience on this one.
Well, and now here in this piece of ordinance, the tipped workers will not have to share gratuities, which is interesting, right? Because some places, some restaurants have the pooled service model where all of the tipped employees, the waiters, for instance, will toss their tips into a pool at the end of the night, and then they will divvy them up evenly.
Mm-hmm.
Now, personally, I don't think that's a particularly good idea because it brings down the best waiter to the level of the average.
Sometimes waiters and servers will have to share their tips with busboys, bus persons,
that's
and
true.
with even kitchen staff. And so what you'll have oftentimes is that waiters and waitresses will be making $15, $20 an hour, and the people in the kitchen will be making
$7, $8, $10,
and that creates some level of animosity.
Right, so now this is apparently banning that, and also according to the story, the legislation includes the kind of employer mandates championed by organized labor. It also allows for those mandates to be waived in a collective bargaining contract, possibly giving companies an incentive to enter into one. As in almost any minimum wage fight, backers of the proposal said it would improve the lives of thousands of low-wage workers, while the business community said it will raise costs on employers and force them to cut back on hiring.
Right. Well, that's really it raises the well-being of the employees that remain. But personnel costs go up, something's got to give. And sometimes that thing that gives is that low end of the personnel. Hey, well, sorry we were keeping you on, but somebody's got to go. And frankly, you don't get along with people, and you're not that efficient. Bye.
So how do you feel about the minimum wage? I mean, certainly there's been a big push recently. This the CTEC thing is just one indicator of what is a larger
protest sweeping the nation today.
I don't know if it was it today? Because
yesterday,
there was one
maybe
on Thursday. Okay. There's probably at least 25 people out in front of the McDonald's here in Keene, New Hampshire. Actually, David, who's one of our listeners, went out with a video camera, and he recorded some interviews with the
did
folks.
Did any of them work there? A lot of the accusations are that many of these protesters really don't work at these businesses. That these are essentially labor folks that wish to see, that believe in the value of labor. And I believe in the value of labor. I just think that people should be free to associate with each other. And I don't think that that there should be laws or mandates
right. That
say that, you've got to do business with certain folks and that kind of thing.
Yeah, I believe that the value of labor is whatever people are willing to pay and receive for it. And let people, as you were saying, make their own decisions in that way. You know, one of the points I made, because I did a little editorializing about this protest. Again, David took some video and I put it up on freekeen.com. So if you want to see that video, you can go there. And I thought he did a great job. It was his first time going out and really playing, newsman interviewer kind of guy, and he did a good job. He was respectful of people. He asked if he could interview them and did get a couple different interviews and asked and let them kind of explain their positions, which I thought was good. He didn't like jump down their throats and shove an opinion at them or anything. So it was great. And one of the points I made about that was, well, if we didn't have all this government in the first place, then you wouldn't have to be turning to government for the solution. And what I mean by that is, if you feel like McDonald's isn't paying its workers enough, and by the way, I'd be interested to know, I bet you McDonald's pays higher than the minimum wage, just saying.
Depends on where I would guess.
I'm just guessing that here in Keene, New Hampshire, they pay higher. But anyway, if you're unsatisfied with whatever it is that a business is doing, whether it's how much they pay their employees, the working conditions, how people are treated, is the boss sexually harassing people, you name it. There's all kinds of bad things that can go on in a workplace. If you don't like it, you should be free to leave and start your own business. And
that's
start
really
own...
the problem is that many of these big companies get in bed with the government and they
exactly.
make it very, very difficult. All these mandates and rules and regulations with starting your own business, it can cost tens of thousands.
Yeah, anybody
hundreds
who's
of thousands
ever
sometimes.
Tried to do this knows that it's pricing poor people out, all these regulations and licensing fees and all that, it's pricing poor people out of business, which means they can't create wealth for themselves. 855-450-FREE. Share your thoughts.
I'm David Hall, founder of the Diamond Gusset Gene Company, and this year I'm thankful for the brush fires of liberty that are spreading across this great nation. We invite you to avoid the holiday rush and enjoy some great discounts at DiamondLiberty.com. Our 100% all-American-made, authentic jeans offer the highest standards of quality, comfort, and style. With our trademark gusset, I promise you will enjoy an experience and comfort that no other pair of jeans offers. Diamond Gusset is proud to sponsor Liberty Media Outlets, and your support enables us to continue doing so. So stay home, give thanks, enjoy time with family, and shop with us online at DiamondLiberty.com. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Blue Diamond Gusset's got it, others don't.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, and it's the live Saturday edition. You can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll-free at 855-453, and that is the Pro XPN toll-free line, 855-450-3733. Of course, you can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com and download archives. You can click download a whole bunch of Free Talk Live. Go all the way back to late 2006. Enjoy it all for free. Again, freetalklive.com.
If you're interested in the plight of labor, you should be interested in the plight of labor around the world. And frankly, that cup of coffee you enjoy, whether it's from the grocery store or from the chain restaurant that sells it, it's probably grown in an unsustainable fashion, which costs poor people around the world their livelihoods because the topsoil gets washed away when they do clear cutting. Real coffee should be shade grown. It should be organically grown because coffee is very absorbent. And so when they use the pesticides, the herbicides, and frankly the lead in the fuel, when many of these countries, they don't have unleaded gas any longer. Or they don't have unleaded gas. They don't have mandates for it. That leaves you in a pretty awkward position until you realize that there is a coffee that addresses all of these issues. Not only is it organic and shade grown and top 1% Arabica grade, and that the people that grow it are fairly compensated for it, but it can save you money if you buy your coffee in one of these coffee stores. It's BuzzBox Coffee, and if you go to coffee.freetalklive.com, you can help us get to create 100 World Vision microfinance loans for these folks so they can have their own farms and so that they can grow this coffee in a sustainable fashion, and it'll break the generational chains of poverty that these people face. It's coffee.freetalklive.com. We're going to give you a free pound of coffee so you can see what it's like. No big deal there. Just try a pound, and you'll be as happy as I am about it. It's coffee.freetalklive.com. You do have to pay for shipping on that pound, but otherwise it is free. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
Let's go to the phones to the fun. We're talking about the minimum wage and how it is really not going to do anything for these folks, the folks in SeaTac, who are being given now $15 per hour if they work in or around the international airport that apparently is located there. And I'm not sure how far outside of the airport the law will extend with its minimum wage.
Now, I can see this being somewhat helpful to businesses or to people that that operate inside of, if it's a small area. So if there's a sort of a wealthy area and people come from outside of that area to work in that area and then take their wealth out back into the suburbs or whatever, oftentimes they can do fine, because what a national minimum wage will do is it'll basically it makes conditions, because everybody buys products made by minimum wage people, you know, fast food and that sort of thing. I rarely do, but sometimes I do. And especially the people in the lower end tend to buy that food. So therefore, when the costs go up because of personnel, they go up on the people that are making more money. So really, it's just a big wash.
Right. And that's if it's national is what you're saying. But you're saying, yes, because this is a restricted area, that ultimately maybe it won't have that same impact that a national or even statewide.
Some people are going to get fired over this, though. And some businesses are going to go out of business.
That's certainly true, because
quality is going to go down.
Costs will increase, and you know those companies in the airport. Yeah, sure, they charge more for, you know, if you go to McDonald's in the airport, you're going to pay more for the hamburger than you will if you go to the McDonald's at any other location in the city. And I imagine McDonald's is paying more in rent at the airport as well. It's not just like because they're at the airport they're charging more. Yeah, it's a captive audience, but the airport knows it's a captive audience too. So they're charging their renters likely far more than they would be paying in, say, a strip mall, for instance. But you're welcome to share your thoughts here on the minimum wage or any other kind of labor issues or whatever's on your mind at 855-450-FREE. Let's go to John in Chesapeake, Virginia, listening to WNIS. Hey, John.
Hey, how you doing?
Welcome, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, I just want to make sure I get this out exactly how I want to say it. All right, this myth about raising the minimum wage so high it's going to help people, it's a myth. And I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. I started out in construction as a minimum wage guy. The reason I did was I didn't understand enough about the job to be worth more than minimum wage. I could pick up trash, I could sweep floors, and as long as a mechanic was standing there telling me exactly what to do, then I could do my job. But you couldn't turn me loose to our building. It wouldn't happen. And this is what's going to happen. It took me 12 years and 4 years of an apprenticeship, and 2 years of that I spent my own money on, and I had to get state license. And the going rate for mechanics around here in Virginia is $19 an hour and a little higher for state licensed electrician. I didn't go to college. My 4 years I spent in a trade school. Now, these people who just want to jump up and say they're worth $15 an hour, what they're going to do is they're going to move the goalposts for people like me. It took me 12 years to get out of poverty. Now you're going to put it right back on me. Because what happens as this mess spreads, and it will because the news will pick it up, and politicians will say, hey, that's a great idea. I can pander for another vote. And even Obama came on TV and said this, okay? What it's going to do is all that work and all the time. It took me 12 years of sitting on the sidelines before I could buy a house, before I could afford it. It's going to make my labor not worth as much. It's going to make my time not worth as much time. And I can tell you quite frankly, from working inside small business my entire life, they're not going to pay you $15 an hour to come on the job and cost them thousands of dollars in damages when you screw up. And that's what you're going to do because you don't know what you're doing.
And well, something else that'll happen is, you know, as you said, you've been working for a long time in this this field. You only make so much in increases over a decade. But then all of a sudden, you know, the kids that are just starting out, they were at $8 an hour or whatever. Now they have to jump up to $15 an hour. Now, are they going to raise? If you were making $16 an hour, are they going to go ahead and bump you another $10
no,
so you can still?
No,
of course not.
No, they're not. Here's another thing. I've thought about opening a mall company. I'm not going to hire you. I don't care what the law says. Unless the law regulates me and forces me to hire you, I'm not going to hire you at $15 an hour. I'll go hire a $19 an hour mechanic who can do your job for you, and you're out of luck. I don't care.
Right.
I don't care what your excuse is. I don't care what you want. If you're not worth $15 an hour, you're not worth $15 an hour. Do what I did.
That's why the minimum wage increases. Every time it increases, it drives low skill workers like teenagers, for instance, out of jobs, and also disproportionately affects minorities.
Hey, that's tough because it's called survival. I'm not going to lose my company and everything I work for, and I'm not going to endanger my family because some president or some politician wants a vote. I don't care about that. I'm telling you right now, if this mess starts spreading around the country, and it very well could because CPAC is like, it's like a door. Somebody open the door for it. Other people are going to want it. I am so over liberals. I'm done with them. I don't understand how they think. They're like from Mars or Klingons. I don't get it.
Well,
but
one of the things
I'm done with it.
Well, as I pointed out, John, and thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. As I pointed out in my article at freekeen.com about the minimum wage protesters that were outside of McDonald's here in Keene, these people, for the most part, have good intentions. I mean, they just want to help people who work at crappy, low-wage jobs have a better life. That is, I think, a nice thing to have as far as an intention.
You can't legislate out poverty.
That's right. You can also not legislate virtue as well. More coming up, or coerce it, which is what legislation is. Ultimately, it's coercion and threats. More coming up.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com. or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95 and makes a great Christmas gift. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You can bring up what you want. We're here live, the live Saturday edition of the program. Of course, taking your calls about whatever might happen to be on your mind. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that we share with you on the site. We've got listening options. You can get tuned into 3 different size streams. We've got the broadband, the midband, and narrowband versions of the show. They're available 24/7, so you can listen to the latest episodes streaming at any time. Of course, archives, you can download those at your leisure. We've got radio stations, over 125 great stations coast to coast that air the show at various times throughout the week. Our satellite listening options include free-to-air satellite available to you if you're in North or Central America and have a view of the southern sky. There's also the webcam and the listen lines. That'll allow you to get tuned in via any phone that can dial long distance. So plenty of ways to get tuned in to Free Talk Live. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more.
If you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, ManVentureOutpost.com carries the name brands that you want in these items, and they've got the best prices. Whether it's long guns, ammunition, tents, apparel, hiking equipment. Ian, you and I took a hike today. I used some of my ManVentureOutpost.com gear.
Excellent.
Yeah, yeah. And one of the things I like about name brands, not that every name brand every time gives you a quality item, but that a name brand has a better chance of delivering that really that great quality item that you can cherish for years, the one that you love to hold and use because it's such a great item. Everybody's had one of these things or a few of them in their lives, and it's really nice. So go check it out, manventureoutpost.com. They've got the lowest prices that I've been able to find. Go check for yourself. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com. By the way, it's a family-owned operation, ManVentureOutpost.com.
SeaTac Washington has voted in a $15 minimum wage for people working in and around the international airport of the area. Wondering how you feel. Let's go to Tom listening in Eureka to KGOE. Hey, Tom.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Tom, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, on my mind is the idea of the raising the minimum wage to 15. Number one, in SeaTac, it isn't going to matter because you can't move SeaTac, so you know, you have a captive audience, basically, that will pay it. But I think if you were to do it nationwide, the idea that doubling the minimum wage would double the cost of everything for minimum wage workers that they buy is kind of ridiculous.
No, it won't.
Because, yeah, it'll just raise the cost of labor.
Just, Right.
The cost of labor is just, nothing being cost
personnel is just
all,
a part
you know,
of it.
Goods. Right, right. So, I mean, if you consider the fact that in 1979 here in California, a Big Mac was 65 cents. Today it's about 3.79. That's way over 500% increase. So if the minimum wage you kept up with that, it would be over $16 an hour. And that's what's happening to our buying power these days by keeping the wage artificially low.
Well, there's another factor that you should... Yeah, there's another factor to bring into play, which, of course, is inflation as well, which is another force that's typically not even discussed.
For years. We haven't had any inflation for a while.
Oh, no. Inflation's full on. What they call quantitative easing, we're not talking about price inflation here. We're talking about inflation of the currency. Inflation of the currency tends to drive up prices because when there's more currency, prices tend to go up in order to catch that currency.
Correct. But didn't somebody just buy a new car with Bitcoins?
I'm sure somebody bought that. Yeah, I heard somebody bought a $100,000 Tesla with Bitcoin.
I think the Lamborghini in Virginia is taking taking
Bitcoin. Isn't there a Toyota dealership in Boston that's going to start taking Bitcoins?
I don't know.
I think I heard about that.
Well, that stuff's pretty cool. See, my main thing is, though, if you double the income for the poorest people, they're the ones that spend every cent they have. And if labor is 50, 25, 30% of a product, the product likely will go up that much, but they'll still have that extra 70 or 50% of income that they didn't have before to cover that. You know, above and beyond how much that went up. And yeah,
so one of the things, one of my concerns is did you have a minimum wage job when you were young? Your first job, was it minimum wage?
Yeah. On the other hand, yes.
And the one you have now isn't.
That was when I could buy a Big Mac for 65 cents, and it was $2.90. So,
what was the minimum wage then?
How many Big Macs can you buy for minimum wage for 1 hour of work now versus then? You know, 2 point whatever, and then you could buy several, right?
Five. I don't know. When minimum wage was $3.30 is when I started working, and I don't know what Big Macs were at the time. I'd have to go look, and as far as I can tell, Big Macs, the price changes across the country, too. So it's really difficult.
Airports and Grand Canyon, they're places where it's higher, obviously.
It's just hard to say, but, I mean, you know, different things cost different stuff.
Yeah. Well, what about the other side of it, Tom? That I mean, I think you're making a solid point that what you're saying is minimum wage workers today cannot buy as many Big Macs with an hour's worth of pay as a minimum wage worker could, say, 20 years or 30 years ago.
Yeah, but 100 years ago, they could actually buy several more chickens per hour than they could.
One thing that's gone down. My dad said chickens were like $5 when he was a kid. They're still $5 to $10 unless you want to, five.
Well, there's several forces at work here, and it's hard to calculate them all together. There's the upward driving price of the minimum wage increasing going to raise the cost of doing business, which probably will translate into higher product prices. Either that or it'll translate into cutting costs at the business. So if this airport, let's say it's a Starbucks, if the airport Starbucks has 10 employees, they may try to cut it down to 8 employees to try to keep their costs the same, meaning those employees will have to work harder, throw drinks around faster, and generally more exhausted at the end of the day. Or they're going to have to raise their prices, which means that maybe fewer people will be willing to buy, say, a cup of coffee when they could just buy a bottle of water. And so there's those factors factor in the inflation.
In a place like that, where they're coming from a place where they're making $8 an hour and they land in a place where they're paying $15 an hour price, that's the problem with localized minimum wage increases. I mean, granted, you need it in San Francisco just to be able to afford the bus fare to get in and out of town if you want to work there, but it doesn't always work.
But in San Francisco, and no one works for minimum wage. I don't know San Francisco, but I would suspect very few people actually get minimum wage, which means that the marketplace is rising to meet the cost of workers working there. If I got a $7 an hour job in San Francisco and it won't pay the gas to get there to do the job, I'm just not going to do the job. They can't actually get people to work there. And this is kind of how the market itself will create a minimum wage for different areas. And sadly, the minimum wage prices out people who would otherwise be able to get some level of work. You know, people who may have disabilities and either mental or physical. A lot of those people can't work.
But I think a substantial number, it doesn't really exist. I mean, I don't know of very many businesses that hire people just because they can get a good deal on labor. Most people hire people, or most businesses I've ever worked for, and I've been self-employed 3 different times, but, only hire people if I needed the labor to make me more money, not because it was a good deal for me to hire the guy.
Well, sometimes you can, like, so for instance, there's a Mary Ruart's book, Healing Our World. She talks about, you know, a lame individual who had a bad leg and came and wanted to, he's very young, wanted to sweep up for, you know, less than a minimum wage. And they couldn't pay him because they couldn't take the chance of him cleaning up, you know, yard and just out in the parking lot, you know, sweeping the parking lot and that kind of thing. I think a lot of businesses would employ somebody who came along like that if they could get away with it, but they were afraid that their whole business would be brought down to its knees.
But what you're saying is he wouldn't have been worth whatever the minimum wage was.
That's what she felt. That's what they felt.
Okay, well, this is why I love this show, because we talk about stuff like this. You know, there are all these huge, that you guys are definitely mostly against, the government getting involved in business and handouts and the welfare and all that stuff, you know. Raising the minimum wage would pull a lot of people off of welfare, number one, so... you know, that's all I think would be a good thing for the most part. But
welfare is going to have to go up to meet that.
If you're going to have welfare, I think that's what it should be for. If you got somebody, instead of paying just disability to somebody and they can't really do anything and they're kind of stuck at home and broke, if they could take a part-time job and maybe the government did give the business a slight break or something, or at least some sort of insurance that, you know, look, this guy gets hurt because he's slightly disabled. You guys aren't completely liable or whatever. You know.
Well, so Tom, one of the problems with the minimum wage is it's coercive and businesses can't make a choice. And if you can get better wages through competition, then I think that's the best way to do it. But one of the points I made earlier was that people are turning to the government to solve this problem of low wages when the government created the problem in the first place by restricting the marketplace, the availability of being able to create something. So,
and the creation of money.
As a poor person, I would not be able to strike out on my own and say, open my own restaurant from my living room or my kitchen, because there are usually, in most places, local ordinances, laws restrict the individual's ability to do that. There's all kinds of permits and things like that, and in some cases you just can't even get a permit to open something up like that in your home. So poor people are priced out of the marketplace, even though they can cook just like anybody else. They can, you know, they're probably as good of, if not better cooks than a lot of people. It's just they're not allowed to create wealth for themselves. Thanks, Tom, for the call. There's more coming up. You take control of the earth.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade-grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through the end of the month at freezedryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here toll free, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. That's the Pro XPN toll free line, and of course you can join us online. Just drop on by freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that you'll find on our website. And if you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. It's one of the ways you can get behind the show and help us get on more radio stations, bringing on new listeners and exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. If you value what we do here and you appreciate the fact that we give everything away for our for free on the website, send us $5 a month through the AMP program, and we'll take that and invest it into Free Talk Live and helping expose new people to these concepts. So once again, go to amp.freetalklive.com. Extra reason to do it, two extra reasons. One, your AMP is currently being doubled. There's a good group of matching contributors who've stepped up and offered up to $950 US per month in matching contributions. We're currently trying to raise that $950 per month. We're over $500 at this point, and we could use your help getting to that 950 mark. So your contributions will be doubled at amp.freetalklive.com. Also, right now, for a limited time, through the end of this month, basically through Christmas, I think, there's a very generous individual, James, who is going to match your first month's AMP with Bitcoin. So if you were to AMP, let's say, for $5 a month, not only will that be doubled, but also that $5 will be sent back to you in the form of Bitcoin. So you have to send me your Bitcoin wallet once you become a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com.
A lot of people are getting their first Bitcoins that way.
A lot of people are, absolutely. So go get started with that, and then go to amp.freetalklive.com, send me your Bitcoin address, and I'll make sure that gets over to James, where he will then send you the Bitcoin. So, yeah, thanks for helping us out in advance, and thanks to everybody who amps the show at amp.freetalklive.com.
I've been telling you about those contracts that forcefieldenergy.com has hanging out there. They've been getting contracts all along with more and more businesses, bigger businesses, a fast food company that owns, I think, 147, like 150 restaurants in Central and South America. Now, the University of Costa Rica has released a report talking about the benefits of LED lighting on professors and the grades of students. As a result, the Comptroller General's Office of the Republic of Costa Rica, it's moving forward on those streetlights that we had talked about. So this is going to be a big contract. That's why I'm purchased forcefieldenergy.com, because I am excited about this this company. I think they're going places. They're making people's lives better. And you can get involved with forcefieldenergy.com, too. Anybody can get stock of Forcefield because they're traded on NASDAQ. All you have to do is look up FNRG. Do your research, as I have done mine. All investments have risk. You need to be responsible for your own money. It's I'm not responsible for it, but I'm responsible for mine, and mine's in Force Field Energy. FNRG. Check them out. Forcefieldenergy.com.
All right, let's go to the phones and to the fun. You can talk about the minimum wage or whatever happens to be on your mind. Ladies first, we go to the outlaw Josie Wales in Columbia, South Carolina, listening to our brand newest affiliate, actually. So welcome aboard to everybody in Columbia. We're now heard on The Point, 95.9 FM and 1470 AM. Hello, Josie.
I've been listening to y'all for over 5 years now.
Sorry, I thought you were a lady. I apologize.
Nope, I ain't no lady.
There's a lady online on Facebook who goes by the same name. I presumed you were her. I apologize about that. Go ahead.
Oh, nope, not me. They made a movie about me, though. You might want to check it out.
But I love that movie. That was a great movie.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it? It was.
Anyway, go ahead with your call.
I've been listening to y'all for about 5 years online, and I've always thought it would be awesome if I could just listen in my car while I'm driving down the road, and that finally happened today, and it's a beautiful day. I just want to thank y'all for it.
And, did you find it by accident, or did you see us announce something online? Because I don't feel like I announced this yet officially.
I heard somebody mention it and listening to the podcast. It was probably about a week ago. I think it was you said something about it.
Excellent.
Just happened to mention it. But I just want to welcome you all to town.
It is a cool thing, right? Like, there's a lot of people in the radio business that are worried about internet streaming and, you know, things going online versus on the radio, and they're very frightened by it. But I think that we can do things kind of the reverse direction. We can drive online listeners to local radio. So, like you said, you were an online listener previously, and now that we're on there on the radio in Columbia, you've got a reason, and it makes it a lot easier to listen to your car. I mean, I know, yeah, you can grab a cell phone, you can get on TuneIn, you can, you know, install various different players on your phone, and sure, you can listen via your phone, but there's nothing
like the radio.
There's nothing as easy as putting a key in the ignition and having Free Talk Live come right out of your speakers in the car. Period.
I agree.
Thanks, Josie. Anything else you want to share tonight?
That'll be it.
Appreciate you being out there. Thanks for the call tonight. Again, 855-450-FREE. So welcome to everybody in Columbia listening there. We've been on for a couple weeks at this point, but we just made it official. The agreement was signed this week, so now we can officially acknowledge that we are on WQXL and also their FM translator.
Yeah, going on about the minimum wage here, I just got a couple of quotes from Cafe Hayek, which I think are kind of interesting. This is from David Henderson's book, The Joy of Freedom. In the late 1960s, Otis Elevator pushed for an increase in the minimum wage in New York State because it began to specialize in converting human-operated elevators to automatic elevators and wanted to increase its demand for its services. This was intended to drive elevator operators out of a job. That was the idea. Minimum wage being raised, they knew what would happen.
So the idea was because they were manufacturing automated elevators, if the minimum wage were raised, that would increase the costs of the other people who were still doing the old school person in the elevator style, the human-operated ones, and make it so that people installing elevators would want to go with the automated ones.
That's exactly right. Now, that's and this really brings us full circle on this this issue of minimum wage, is many of these fast food workers are there talking about, remember, your body's just a machine, and it can be replaced by one that doesn't demand higher wages, that doesn't demand vacation time,
that's a good
one
point.
Doesn't threaten to unionize.
Then all you need is a human being to fix the machine when if you replace 10 employees with 10 machines and then you have one engineer to fix the machines, you've lowered
your
costs.
Yeah, he's going to be paid a lot more too.
Yeah.
So that's another thing that needs to be considered. I'm not here to say that low wage workers should suck it up. I'm saying what you need to do is do what so many have done that are in low wage jobs. You need to be able to speak English and speak it well. I'm not just talking to people who speak English as a second language. I'm talking about people who speak it as a first language.
Yeah.
You need to be able to speak English and speak it well. You need to be able to show up to work on time. You know, I can get excuses for free all day long. I don't have to pay you to give me excuses, all right? Show up to work on time. Have a good attitude when you're there. Put your cell phone away. Don't be so busy texting away to whomever it is you're texting away to. Get on the job. get in the game, put your game face on, and do the work. You're and right. You're not going to be minimum wage for very long.
The increase in the minimum wage is not only, I think I'm glad you pointed this out, and we're going to continue with your calls, but it increases the cost of doing business, and so business owners will start to look at options to replace the humans. That's a reality. Not only will they be cutting back on how much hiring they do, they'll be consolidating the existing humans and giving them more responsibilities, making them work harder for the same amount of money, also not raising the cost of paying the mid-range employees, so the ones that have been there for a while, all of a sudden are going to be making about the same as the minimum wage people, which is an insult and a slap in the face to them. So if you don't want to insult them and slap them in the face, you're going to have to raise their pay as well, which means all the costs of doing business go up, and therefore prices have to go up at the pump, so to speak. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. We go to Joe, listening in Portsmouth, Virginia, to WNIS. Hey, Joe.
Hey, how you doing tonight, guys?
Great. What's on your mind tonight, Joe?
I got two things. First thing is minimum wage. When I my first job I ever had, I made $1.30 an hour cleaning chicken coops in Jersey. You know, that was the first.
Thank you for your service. I'm serious. You know, somebody's got to clean the chicken coops in this world. And the fact is, nobody thanks these people for the work they did. Thank God for the chicken coop cleaners.
Yep. And I'll tell you what I got as a take-home was the eggs that they candled that had a little bit of blood in them. Never killed anybody.
Yeah. No, there's nothing wrong with that. Anybody who's ever bought lived on a farm or bought farm eggs knows that a little bit of blood in your egg isn't going to do anything to you.
No, it isn't. And by the way, I buy off the farm still, the farm that I know.
Same here.
You know, but the other thing is, you know, it's a far cry for people to want minimum wage increase so much because the economy, you know, is going to drive jobs from the free market. When you go up that high, something's got to give.
Absolutely. There are only so many things they can give. They can either cut back on employees, they can cut back on costs, like, you know, make things cheaper, use cheaper product,
drive up price,
that kind of thing, or raise the price. There are really only three options to deal with it. Thank you, Joe, for your call tonight. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. You are welcome to share your thoughts. Maybe you are a business owner who's been affected by an increase in a minimum wage. How did you handle it? Hour 2 is next. Live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live continues in moments.
The Electronic Frontier Foundation, or EFF, fights to protect your rights in the digital world. When a patent troll threatened podcasters, they fought back. EFF has also defended your right to encryption and has sued the NSA to end the government's mass suspicionless surveillance. There are different ways you can help EFF, from donations, to signing petitions, to writing your representatives, to just spreading the word. Find out more at EFF.org. That's EFF.org.
You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Grainger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling. Humming. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.